Welcome to the Dork Forest. Jackie and her pals will never bore us. Shameless confessions
about our obsessions
will make us laugh and smile. So let's explore the Dork Forest and dork out for a while.
Hi, Rangers. It's me, Jackie Cation. Welcome to the Dork Forest. It's 2024. Let's do this. Here's the credits, of course. Mike Rickberg sang that song at the beginning, and he wrote that song, and he sang it with Sarah Cohen, his wife, and he will sing the Mexican Hat Dance at the end of the program. Also, Patrick Brady, still putting this together. Video, audio, all of it. He's amazing. So, and Vilmos doing JackieCationStore.com. Squarespace is doing the regular Jackie Cation page, and I'm thinking of moving the Dork Forest and DorkForest.com away from WordPress because it's driving me nuts. But those are the credits. But if you go to JackieCation.com, you can get Dork Forest merch. You can get my stand-up merch. You can get my stand-up CDs and DVDs, which you'd have to have devices for those. You can also see videos and find out any number of things. I have another podcast called The Jackie and Laurie Show, but The Dork Forest is the flagship. 18th year, we're doing it, you guys. You can go to my Bandcamp or my YouTube for extra content. Please donate, is what I'm saying. It's 2024, and I think we've been in this long enough. Why don't you guys, everybody send me $100? That's what I'd like you to do. You can PayPal me. There's links all over the pages. You can Venmo me at Jackie Cation. You can find me at a stand-up show and hand me a sweaty wad of 20s. Do something. But I love doing the show. I would love to make some money, is what I'd like to do. In other news, I'm sure there's more things that I should talk about, but I can't think of them. But let's listen to who's going to dork out about something, because that's my favorite part. Thanks for listening, you guys. You're all great. Let's get into the show. Me, Jackie Cation, I'm in my living room, and with me, this week's guest, who's a classic. Got some classic dorks. I was kind of excited about it. Ahmed Al-Qadri, welcome to the program, Ahmed.
Thank you so much for having me, Jackie Cation. As a fellow dork comedian, I'm very honored to be here.
I saw your dates, man. Is it at Ahmed Al-Qadri for Instagram and all that? I forgot to ask.
My Instagram is Ahmed Loves Bread. So A-H-M-E-D loves bread. So because it rhymes. So Ahmed Loves Bread. Yeah.
Yeah. Alliteration is a delight.
And speaking of dorkiness, if you guys follow me, you become a breadcrumb or a breadhead. If you buy merch, if you buy merch, you're a purebred.
Oh, yeah. The one, I went to the middle of your new special, which is called Special Not Special. And there you were doing the thing where you wrote like 15, you know, brown guys who with the rhyming and you're like, hey, I'm from Yemen. Hey, I'm from the, you know,
Palestinian one.
It was a bunch of like, Pakistan.
Basically, yeah. It's like, I think we should have our own once you go black, you never go back. So I was like trying to get rowdy. Here's a Saudi.
Yes. Hard and it goes rock, forever. Guy's from Iraq. It's awesome.
I wrote so many and I even made stickers of each flag. It's the whole thing.
Oh, my God. You guys, Ahmed Al-Qadri. Feel free to find him. He's great. And he also has a podcast called Monday Funday. And it comes out on Monday, I bet.
That's right.
There you go. Yeah. And get it where you get your pods. All right, let's do it. You wanted to talk anime. I need to learn about anime because I want to do bits about them, but I don't have time to catch up with 35 years of anime.
Oh.
What are you loving right
now?
What
are you, in for a treat because I can get you in because I'm going to be honest, I got seriously into anime like 2-3 years ago. I didn't really I watched a little bit as a kid, the classics, sure. Dragon Ball Z. Pokemon is an anime.
Right. And Naruto, sure.
Naruto's an anime. But the reason why Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, I believe Naruto later, the reason why those were the two animes that blew up so quickly is because at the time in the early 2000s, that was the first time they had good English dubbed over.
Oh, okay.
Because there were some really good animes in the other than those two.
Dragon Ball and, yeah.
Yeah, well, Dragon Ball, Yu Yu Hakusho, I want to say later on, Cowboy Bebop, but they didn't have good English dubs as well as Pokemon and Dragon Ball Z.
Yeah, I have to say, I did childcare in the early 2000s, late 90s, and the young man who I babysat for, who, by the way, is now in his 30s. I used to buy him bootleg Dragon Ball Zs that were subtitled because they were ones he hadn't seen, and he never did any reading, and I wanted him to read. So I was like, fucking read some subtitles, you little shit. So that's what, for his Christmas, I would always get him Dragon Ball Zs that were subtitled. I have a friend who does the voice of Naruto. I'm friends with Miley Flanagan.
Really?
Sure. Nice. She's a Minneapolis comic.
That's how comedians, I'm actually friends with, have you seen the show Avatar The Last Airbender?
I've seen parts of it. I've seen not enough. Yes. Yeah. Is that a good one?
So they call it honorary anime.
Why?
Because it's not Japanese. It's not in Japan, but it was made in America. It's by Nickelodeon. But okay. A lot of people who are anime fans are fans of that show. I mean, it's a great show. I mean, it is animation. It's not anime because it's not Japanese animation.
And so is that kind of the definitive, is the fact that anime must kind of have originated in Japan?
I don't want to say originated in Japan because I don't know how hardcore. Again, I'm not as hardcore. I'm
right,
a dork
you don't have
about
to be
anime.
An ex. Right, you don't have to be an expert. You just have to be enthusiast.
Yeah, but I'm an enthusiast. I would say if you say, oh, I watch anime, and they go, yeah, I like Avatar: The Last Airbender. The people who watch a lot of anime would be like, it's animation, but it's not anime.
Right.
But
right.
They call it. But again, the community calls it honorary anime. Okay. I love, okay. All right. I have a couple to, so Jackie Cation, you're new, you're a comic, you're a dork, but I know right. I know you would like anime. You would like, okay. I would like to begin with the classic. I'm actually wearing the t-shirt of one of the characters. So the classic anime, it's called My Hero Academia.
Okay. Now Academia?
Yeah, My Hero Academia. It's about this kid. So basically it's this kid who, and the English dub is fantastic.
Okay.
So you could go with the dub. I believe it's on, I have Crunchyroll, but
I believe
it's on Hulu, maybe Netflix. I don't know if it's on Netflix, but.
Crunchyroll is the dedicated anime sort of streaming service, right?
That's right.
And so I only know that because of Lori Kilmartin, and her son is really into anime. So there we go. But I don't have Crunchyroll, but they might have it somewhere else. My Hero Academia.
Okay. The next time I do a show with Lori, I'm going to go up to her. I'm like, hey. I like anime, but Crunchyroll is the one. Now, My Hero Academia, great English dub. Now, that one right now, it's on 7 seasons, but don't get too worried about it.
Because
it's, you will like, I mean, the thing is with most animes, like the first like few episodes, it's like slow burn, and then something happens and you're like, oh, I'm hooked. Like every anime that I've ever watched, like I get into it, I was like, this is interesting, and then something cool happens and you're like, oh, I love this, okay, I'm hooked now. And then you just start watching every single episode. Why I recommend My Hero Academia, number one, it's great. It's a great story arc.
Okay.
It's Izuku Midoriya. He's this kid. It's a world full of, everyone has quirks. Everyone is everyone has powers. It's normal in this world.
Okay. Okay. So everyone has superpowers.
Everyone has superpowers.
Great or small. Okay.
Yeah. Everyone has, they call it quirks. Everyone has a quirk, but Izuku Midoriya is born without a quirk. But he's like, I'm right. It's so sad. But then he's like obsessed with the heroes. So in this world, heroes are like, you know, they're like the superstars, kind of like it's like a wholesome version of The Boys, kind of like how.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Yeah, see, that's what I want. I know that there's anime for everyone, right? There's anime for babies. There's anime for toddlers. There's anime for children. There's anime for adults. There's porn. There's violence. There's everything,
yeah,
right? There's absolutely, it's like manga, right? I mean, it's there in every level of Japanese culture. So I want cheerful, happy. I don't want where the big people eat the little people. The Titan thing, too scary.
Too hardcore. See, that's too, you would like My Hero Academia because it's
okay.
At the end, later in the later seasons, it's not as dark as other animes, but it gets a bit darker, but it's telling a good story.
I don't mind that. I don't mind if it gets dark. I just don't want it to start dark and get darker.
Yeah.
It's just because it gets so, sometimes it gets mean and sometimes it gets hopeless. And I'm like, some people feel really good about watching something scary because it's cathartic to them.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people like watching something hopeless because it's cathartic to them. I am not either of those people. Okay.
That makes sense. I like that. Okay. Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I'll just to the people who are listening and watch anime, then I'm just going to go ahead and scratch off this my second favorite, which is called Demon Slayer.
No. I want to hear about Demon Slayer, but tell me. Okay. So My Hero Academia, if he doesn't have a power or a quirk, what does he do?
So basically.
And he is a child?
Yeah. He's like, he's. In the first episode, he's a middle, this is Japanese school. So I believe junior high. And then they get into like their third year. Because I think high school is 3 years.
So he's like 12 or 13 or something?
Yeah, something like that. Because I think it's a 3-year high school program. I learned this from watching anime, by the way. Well, the thing is the schooling system in Japan.
In Japan, it's really, it's different, but it's kind of the same. It has comparisons. You're so, like, I learned that from a cartoon.
Yeah.
Except for not a cartoon, anime.
It's an anime. Yeah. So he, basically, he's like a huge nerd about heroes. So like every time you see a hero fighting a villain in the street, he's like running and he's looking, taking notes. So he's like, he's very enthusiastic about heroes. But what's beautiful is like there was this one super big hero called All Might. He's like the number one. And it's funny because he's basically he's a Japanese superhero, but he's all of his power moves are based off of America. So, like he has Detroit Smash.
Because of Japan.
Yeah. Texas Hurricane. But it's really cool.
So is he like Superman powers?
He has like super speed and super strength.
Okay.
But he's not.
That'll do.
I mean, yeah, but it's one of those, you got to watch it, but his name is All Might. Izuku Midoriya is like obsessed with him. I'm basically breaking down the first episode, but basically, I don't want to ruin it, but a cool event happened and basically All Might sees Izuku Midoriya and Midoriya's like he's crying and he's just like, I don't have power. I don't have a quirk, but can I ever be a hero? And after this heroic action that Izuku Midoriya did, I don't want to ruin it, but it's really nice. It's very sweet. All Might looks at Izuku. He's like, you can be a hero and I'm going to help you. And like, he's like, I'm going to pass down my powers to you. So he ends up getting like, so the story is about how he inherits the strongest superhero of all and he inherits his power, but it has to be a secret. Like it's a really good story.
Sounds amazing. That sounds really cool.
The soundtrack is like phenomenal. Like I will literally work out to it. Yeah. From intro to outro to the soundtrack that you hit. Like I'll literally, if you ever get into it, feel free. Like I'm going to follow you immediately
just
on Instagram. And I'm like, all right, let me send you the playlist.
You know what? If you send me, is it on Spotify or Amazon?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So send me an 8-track, no more than 8 tracks. It could be much less than 8 tracks, but no more. Whenever music is sent to me, I won't listen to more than 8 tracks. So send me, pick 8 songs that you love from various anime if you like.
Okay.
Or just from the ones that you love the best. And then I will post it along with your episode.
Amazing. Okay. You guys are in for a treat. So
yeah, the music's great. That's awesome.
Oh, they're great. They'll pull from like either soundtracks like of the show, like the soundtracks of the show or like actual intros or outros of the song, but it's really good. My Hero Academia, I highly recommend it. If you want to get into anime, I'd say that one is to start with.
It sounds like a great starter anime.
A great starter because you will get hooked on the show. You'll get hooked on anime. And honestly, when you talk to kids about anime and you bring up that show, you're in.
I'm in. And there's only 7 seasons. So even if there's 50 episodes a season, and how long is each episode? Do you know?
Not that much. It's like 20 episodes a season and they're like 20 minutes each. So you'll be running through these seasons pretty quickly.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Good to know.
I'm really happy that you're actually down because
this one sounds great.
This one's My Hero Academia is a really, really good one. Now, the second one I was going to recommend.
Because people love this stuff. What is it?
Demon Slayer.
Okay.
Well, Demon Slayer.
Buffy the Vampire Slayer? Anything? Nothing? No?
Not at all. Well, you're going to laugh because demons in this show, they're basically vampires, but they're not vampires. They're demons. Because okay. There are two weaknesses. The one weakness is they can't go out in the sun. That will kill them in the sun. Or there is a Nichiren sword, which is basically a samurai sword. So you have to chop their head off with that kind of sword.
Oh, that's how you get them.
Yeah, that's how you get them. Now, Demon Slayer, it's crazy because, like, the first episode, you're like, oh, who's this? Like, I don't want to ruin most of it, but basically it's...
You can do the first episode.
Oh, yeah.
Everyone has 20 minutes.
Yeah.
Everyone has 20 minutes.
Exactly. It's not really ruining the show per se, because it's like,
right.
Basically the first episode, you learn about this main character, Tanjiro. Now, Tanjiro is the sweetest soul you can meet. He, very soft-spoken, very nice. People love him around his town.
A nice,
sweet young man. You notice that he has a very acute sense of smell. He has a very, little athletic ability that he has. I don't want to say athletic ability, superhuman ability, whatever. But he has a really acute sense of smell. And, you know, he lives on the top of the mountains. It's his mom, and he's the oldest boy. And there is, I believe he has six siblings or whatever. It's like they're on the mountains. And they're little just charcoal salesmen. And he's walking around and, you know, being a good sweet boy around the town and selling his charcoal. And then he had a long day and he's just like, I better get back home. It's getting late. And he's coming back home and all of a sudden he sees his whole family slaughtered. Like
that'll happen.
Blood everywhere. Slaughtered. Yeah. Like it is horrific. And
all of a sudden
you're like, oh, no. But then he sees his little sister Nezuko just breathing, like panting. And he's just like, oh my God. And he puts Nezuko and he's like, running, I gotta save her. Yeah. But then he noticed Nezuko is turning into a demon.
Yeah.
And he's just like fighting it, but he's like, he knows his sister's in there. She's not fully into a demon.
Of course.
Right. And all of a sudden this other samurai that's coming through, apparently he's a demon slayer. He's coming in and he tries to kill Nezuko, but then Tanjiro saves his own demon little sister. And all of a sudden this Hashira, he's the water Hashira. It's real. I'm such a sucker for water, fire, earth. I'm such a sucker. If any show has that, I'm a sucker for it.
Pokemon, Magic the Gathering, he's in. Okay.
Mm-hmm. I love fire. So, like, oh, he's a fire type breathing. Like, I love, like, I always imagine, like, if Avatar The Last Airbender, if I was part of that world, I'd be a firebender, you know?
Sure. Why wouldn't you be?
Yeah.
Right. Let me date myself. I always wanted to be Gryffindor prior to the troubled J.K. Rowling. So the Hashira is the samurai guy?
Well, he's like the top level. So the So all of a sudden, Tanjiro gets he gets introduced to the Demon Slayer Corps, which is this like underground corporation where they slaughter demons because they're not supported by the government, so they have to be undercover. But it's so
awesome.
Now, Demon Slayer, it's really the first episode. You're like, oh shit, I'm hooked. I need to see what's going on. And then the first like half of the season, it's him like, it's basically an intro. It's like a build up because it's him training, learning the like breathing style techniques, all that other stuff. And then later, like, he starts meeting his two compadres, the Ninetsu and Inosuke. You learn, like, you start, it's like the foundation. It's kind of like in the beginning of Pokemon when Ash Ketchum gets Pikachu. He's trying to figure out what to do with Pikachu. And then the first episode of, like, you know, the first episode of Pokemon. We all remember
Training montage. Everybody knows it. Full Metal Jacket. Battle Cry. Everybody, there's got to be a training montage.
Drinking raw eggs.
Yeah. That's it.
Yeah,
Rocky.
Listen to music.
Yes.
Running.
Yeah. So there's a breathing exercises, his skills. He's got to get his skills.
Yeah,
down.
Yeah.
So he's got a training montage. Yeah.
Yeah. So he's just training and learning about certain things and about his. It's good.
Now, without a spoiler, can you tell me, does he save his sister? Can you tell me that, or is it a storyline that
save? It's pretty much the storyline you need to save. Like, I don't want...
Okay,
so
there we go.
The thing is, with Demon Slayer, a little bit of My Hero Academia, but with Demon Slayer, I got so obsessed with the show after I finished the first movie. Or, well, because after the first season, there's a movie called Mugen Train. After that, I was so obsessed. I was like, I need to know what happened. So I read the full manga. Now, manga is the comic book series. So before an anime becomes an anime, it was first a manga. Manga is...
Do you think it's always that way, or is it almost always that way? Like,
I'd
there's
say
probably
most
some
of
extensions.
The yeah, I'm sure there's some extension. Well, nowadays, because anime is booming internationally, you'll have a show that just right off the bat is an anime. But most, I mean, a lot of the big ones, at least I know, they start off as... when I say manga, I'm talking about comic books. So I read the whole series.
And they don't read left to right. They read right to left, like Hebrew.
And Arabic.
And Arabic. And then very beautiful. And the last one I read was called Spirit Circle. And I like manga, but because it's reading left, right to left. I'm like, come on, you got to give me because I read regular comic. I read American comic books, and that's left to right. And I know how to do it, right? But with manga, I'm always like, am I going down and then up and over?
am I
making
the right
an hourglass?
Way?
What am I doing?
I would sometimes go back and read it and stuff. And I know we're going off topic, but do you know how to read and write Hebrew as well?
Mm-mm. No, I'm not Jewish. I just know that that's the only. Okay. I did not know that Arabic was right to
Arabic
left.
Arabic is
I didn't know that.
Yeah,
nice.
It's from right to left as well.
So much in common and such a mess.
Anyway, amen. Hey, girl, amen. now you have what was I gonna say? Now after Demon, you have Demon Slayer. I'm trying to think. That's most of the storyline I wanted to mention.
How many seasons? Of Demon Slayer.
Is it
a lot?
No, it's actually shorter than My Hero Academia. It's a lot shorter. Okay. So you have a season, a movie, and then you have two more seasons, and then they have one more like short season because it's like it's this short season that's about to be released. It's basically the training before the final battle, so it's gonna be like a short season and a big season. So it's like technically four seasons in a movie.
And the movies are 90 minutes or?
The movie was about an hour.
Maybe
70? 90 minutes. Yeah, 90 minutes. But it's really good. Mugen Train, I think it was like one of the highest grossing films or animated films that year or one of the. Like it broke a lot of records.
That's cool.
I mean, I will say, like, as nerdy as I am, I saw it dubbed and then I saw it subbed.
Okay, because you wanted to see it all. I don't blame you. I often see a Marvel movie normal and then I see it either in 3D or IMAX just because that's my jam. But this is when I first met Andy Ashcraft, husband, he worked at PlayStation and he was working on PS3 games. And but he had a PS2 game that was ridiculous from Japan, and it was the weirdest game. It was called Stretch Panic, and Stretch Panic was what a little girl who was in its own. She had to go in to save her sister who had been kidnapped by demons. So it's this weird rainy, like black and white grainy thing, and she's on these flying saucers, and the demons surround her, and the only way to kill the demons is to pull their ponytails. Until they blow up, you can knock them off of the platforms, but their boobs flatten out and they turn into helicopters and they fly back to the platform. So Stretch Panic, one of the weirdest games I've ever seen in my life. Japanese.
Yeah, you said their boobs flatten out. Yeah, the only thing is with anime, and I'm not going to go too much onto these topics, but like some... Only because it's Japanese culture and it's different American culture where some the hypersexualization of women, you'll notice that, or
in some cases you just have to keep moving.
Yeah,
moving.
No. Yeah,
just, I get it. I see what you've done there. Nobody cares.
Some animes it gets too weird. You're like, okay, this is kind of off putting.
I'm checking out.
My Hero Academia, not really. That one and Demon. What's cool about Demon Slayer? You don't not at all. Like you'll. They don't really have hybrid. The only time like a girl Like when a girl is like hugging like the main character gets all pink, like, oh my god, a girl's touching me, like kind of like it's very right, sweet. Right. Nothing same right. as like Izuku Midoriya and My Hero Academia. When a girl's touching him, he's just like, oh my god, a girl's touching me. It's not, but
yay,
it's not.
I win.
Yeah, okay, but yeah, there is fine. One character in My Hero. He's just like obsessed with girls. But you have all that. In anime, there's right. always one character that's just like obsessed with girls.
You know, do you remember in Dragon Ball Z, there was that guy who was obsessed
Master
with
Roshi.
Food? Oh, was he obsessed with girls?
No, Master Roshi was always, the older yeah. one. And Goku, yeah, Goku just loved food. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it was. There's always something. You gotta, yeah, it's a cartoon. In the 11th hour, as good, as beautiful as anime is, it's a cartoon. And they want you to be happy, right? They get to do things that you can't do with live action, so.
Exactly. And, yeah. And you could get away with it. What was I gonna say with, okay, so you have My Hero and Demon Slayer. Now, number three. Now, yeah. I have a couple for number three. Now I have
quick question before number three. Demon Slayer, good music?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Oh, fantastic. Right, okay, right. So I have an anime playlist. Obviously, I'm not gonna send you my whole anime playlist because it's way more than eight tracks. But I'm gonna pick my favorite eight of them.
Okay.
And I'm just gonna send you, like, you know, some have lyrics, some just have like very good soundtrack where it's like,
mm-hmm.
like good the beats. First one, I call it You Say Run.
I
it's like
beats.
It beats, yeah, right. Well, you call it You Say Run, where it's very like you, like you want to work up. Once you listen to it, you're like, you're gonna be like, oh, I'm pumped up, like I'm ready to run and I'm ready to like jump high and okay. save my sister. Like,
yes,
you like text your if you have a sister or a brother, you're like, I'm
sure
here to save
I have a. Yes, let me help. So,
are you in
okay,
danger?
Okay, yeah, please do.
Yeah.
Are you in danger? Okay.
Okay, so number
okay,
three.
So the next one has two. Yeah.
Now, it's not really two. It's, I'm trying to decide which one. So the other two I gave you, now they're called shonen animes. Now, shonen okay. animes are very, it's very like the same thing where the, you know, an underdog hero or the main character is an underdog and he rises above and he uses his strength to prevail. Now, number three, it's also a shonen. And I think you would love this a lot because I like it a lot. And you're yeah. you're just like as dorky as I am now that I'm starting to feel yeah. your vibe. You're going to like Black Clover.
Black Clover.
Similar to My Hero Academia. Black Clover is this main character kid. And also, by the way, all the animes I'm giving you, all great. The three animes I'm giving you are all great dubbed.
Okay. They're just fine dubbed. Now, some people don't like them. They like to see them
some
subtitled.
People like subbed. Yeah, some people like subbed. Now, they like the subtitle because some people are just very obnoxious
just
about
purists
it.
And,
yeah, like they're like, yeah. I'm a purist. I don't believe in it. Me personally, it depends. It really right. depends. I liked English dub for a couple of reasons. One, the voice acting is great now.
Okay.
They do a good job. And also, I mean, this is my own little purist, I guess.
Yeah.
I like to, what was I going to say? Support voice actors. I mean, I just love okay. the voice acting community. Maybe one day I would like to become a voice actor. But I,
sure.
because there's, the voice actors who are like,
it's actually easier to see the art.
Yeah.
When you're just, yeah. When like, because if, when I'm watching something subtitled, I do tend to have to keep going back up and mm-hmm. down so that I can see what's going on and also read what's happened.
Exactly.
But I do like subtitled for the voice actors that are from Japan in the fact that those are the characters that possibly the people who wrote it had more of an image towards. Hopefully the casting, like you said, is better.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just better. They're just better than they were.
They do a great job too. Like now, like because some animes will, the sub is released first and then the dubbed release. So now like there's this one anime I just, the latest season just finished called Jujutsu Kaisen. It's about sorcerers. And the subtitle, I would watch yes. the subtitle version. I was like, wow, this is amazing. And then I watched the dubbed version and I'm like, the guy did a great job too. Like,
yeah, like yeah. You, still amazing.
It's still amazing. And it's good to listen. I mean, I mean, what I recommend to you, I mean, start with English and then, you know, dip into both. Why not? Have fun. Yeah,
whatever, because you might like sub more than dubbed. And who cares? As long as, you know, whatever you like, it's all good by me.
As
I don't
long
care.
As you enjoy it, yeah. It's kind of like,
I know when I saw Ponyo. Did you see Ponyo?
Ponyo. Let me look that up.
It's Miyazaki. I've seen all the Miyazakis.
I need to get
except
more
for the new one. I have not yet seen the Heron.
Oh, The Boy and the Heron is really good. Yeah.
That's what I hear. I hear it's amazing, and I'm sad that I missed it in the theater. But we own most of the Miyazaki DVDs, and Ponyo is kind of the lightest of Miyazakis. Mm-hmm. It's essentially, and Tina Fey plays the mother in it.
Okay.
And I would actually like to see the subbed. Instead of the dubbed. I love Tina Fey, but and Ponyo, and it is pretty, it's just Tina Fey has a small boy. That boy falls in love with a fish who turns into a little girl. And there's a giant hurricane. Now, Tina Fey has to leave her 5-year-old and for the weekend because she has to go help the old people home. And so Ponyo is the fish girl. And the little boy, can't remember his name, but they take a boat and try to go find his mom. So it is incredibly simple. Like it is not, it's just a very sweet story. And Ponyo loves ham, mm-hmm. enjoys ham. She had never had ham before as a little girl or as a fish. Anyway, that was subtitled. That's something I would actually like to see subtitled just to hear what those voices were.
Yeah, yeah. And I highly recommend to watch it. Also, like, you kind of have a better understanding. And I think, like, something as a anime nerd, what I've been learning is when I watch it subbed and dubbed, like, you kind of get it differently. Does that make sense? Like, there's a different meaning behind certain words. Because like the translation that they use is different from the English dub. That's one. Also, right, right. Like you kind of like feel, for example, from my experience, obviously everyone's different. Cause like sometimes like humor will translate really well when it's subbed, but it depends on the anime. Like there's this one anime that I'm going to recommend. It's my number 4. It's called Haikyuu. That one's sports. Mm-hmm. It's a volleyball anime.
Okay.
That one's only like 3 seasons long. Two seasons, a short season and a fourth season. That's pretty long. But you will knock that out quickly and it's still current. Haikyuu, also great soundtrack. I'm going to add that in the playlist. You'll like it.
Yeah.
But I watch it subbed and the humor is so freaking funny. Like there's points where I'm literally dying laughing from the humor. And then I tried watching the English version. The humor didn't translate as well for me.
Ah, fair enough. Yeah. So I think that there's like, if you don't like it, try it the other way and maybe you'll like it better, especially if you want, you know, if you want to, right?
Mm-hmm.
If that's something you kind of want to do. What is Black Clover about?
Okay. So now Black Clover, I like Black Clover a lot because now this world is, this world's all about magic. All right.
Okay.
Now it's all about magic. And now Asa is this little boy that lives in, he grew up in an orphanage in the Clover Kingdom. Right. And now magic. Now.
Okay. Well, there might have been an ad there, you guys. You don't know. Or at least, actually, you would know. I don't know. I am, by the way, talking with Ahmed Al Kadri. And it is AHMEDAL-KADRI. And on Instagram, it's Ahmed Loves Bread, spelled just like you'd think. He's got a podcast called Monday Fun Day. And he has a special. Is it on YouTube? Special, not special?
Yep, YouTube. Yeah.
There you go. And you can link to it off of his Instagram or you can figure it out. I'll put it in the notes. Yeah. But we get interrupted mid Black Clover.
That's right. That's right. Yeah. You can watch my special on YouTube. I'm like the Robin Hood of comedy. I like to give it out for free.
That's it. Oh my God. Me too.
Lily nilly, you know? Anyway, so Black Clover is about this. Again, it's a shonen. So you have this underdog, you know, class, but it's a great soundtrack, great music up top.
Oh, good.
But it's about this one. Now it's about this magic kingdom. Now this, it's the Clover Kingdom. Now the hierarchy, the class system of that kingdom is based off of how much magic powers you have. So the royals, So, like, let's say the royals have, like, the most magic powers. And it's basically, right. like, zone. You know, peasants, they have, or, like, you know, nobles, they have magic, but not as much as the royals. So, it's like you have, like, these certain class systems. Now, Asa is a little orphan boy who's way outside from the kingdom. And he grew up in the orphanage, and he has, and usually people have at least some magic power. Now, Asa,
does he have no quirk? No quirk?
Similar to My Hero, he has no magic whatsoever. But and then there is this other kid. Now, he was an orphan with another kid. Why am I blanking out on his name? Lee, starts with an L. But anyways, I haven't seen him in a while. But... He was orphaned, and the other kid that was also found in an orphanage also, but he has like a tremendous amount of magic power. He's like this chosen, like, you know, just very gifted child, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And Asta, he's like this obnoxious little kid, very sweet, very like, and his, and both him and his you know, his orphan brother or whatever, their dreams are, I'm going to become the Wizard King. But everyone's laughing at Asa. It's like, Asa, you don't even have magic. How are you going to be the Wizard King?
Mm-hmm.
So all of a sudden, it was like this ceremony where all these kids, it was like at a day and age where everyone is getting their books. So it's this book that comes to you and you use this for spells, for magic spells or whatever. And the books come to you. And they all the kids come. And Asa's like, maybe, like, I might have some magic this time. Like, he's just, like, super, super, like, you know.
Hopeful?
Yes, he's hopeful. And while everyone is working on their magic powers, Asa's just doing push-ups and sit-ups. Like, he's working on his physical abilities. And all of a sudden, he, like, you know, the everyone is getting their magic books. And then all of a sudden, like, like, remember, it's the Clover of Kievan, so everyone has, it's like a three clover, a book with three clovers. But not Asta, but the his orphan brother, I need to pull up the name just so
you get it right?
Yeah, just so I could, so I know what I'm talking about. Let me, the character, Asta Noel, you know, okay, so you know is the
gifted. You guys, thank God he looked it up. You know, you guys.
Y-U-N-O. So you know, who's also an orphan boy and was gifted, he gets the four clover, like it was like the golden clover, so he gets
like
a four clover. Yeah, he gets like a four clover magic book, and everyone was like, what? And he's a wind type magician. There's wind, you know,
again,
fire.
we're back with the elements.
Maybe fire, water, wind, like, so he's like, because there's like different type magic, so he's like this wind type magic, and he has like the four clover book, and everyone's like, wow, like everyone, like, you know, has the four clover, the four leaf clover book, and everyone's like thinking about him, and everyone's like, whoa. And then all of a sudden, you just see little poor little Asta in the corner, like on the floor crying and yelling, like, no, like he didn't get any book. So
no
he
book.
Just, yeah, he's just like feeling defeated. And then all of a sudden, this villain, like some chain user type villain, he starts like, he attack. His goal was, I'm going to steal that four leaf clover magic book from
Right. Yeah.
So he attacks, you know, throws him out. And then like Asta, like, comes to save him, and this guy is laughing at him. He's just like, you don't even have magic power. Who are you? And he's just beating him down. All of a sudden, this is like, I'm going to rewatch this episode now, the first episode, not that I'm talking about it. Something clicks, and now Asta, like, in the intro, it's like, now there's four leaves of the clover. It's like wisdom, courage, whatever. The fourth is luck. Now the fifth. And then the intro hits again. The fifth is, and all of a sudden, like, it's the devil. So he gets a black clover. He gets a black clover. It's a five leaf. He gets a five leaf black clover book. All of a sudden, it comes out of nowhere and like just shoots out of nowhere. And Asta.
Due to why, Ahmed?
Why?
Friendship. That's right.
The power of helping your friend. So he pulls out this long black sword, and this sword is able to nullify magic. So it's able to nullify all magic. So now he has this weapon that can nullify all magic. No matter, you could be a royal, you could be whatever. and he just like beats the, how he beats that chain user. Yeah. It's really cool. The animation, the song. It's it's
now
epic.
I wanna see it.
Yeah, you're like after you watch it, you're like,
yeah,
oh, this is cool. So then, you know, Asta and Yuno, like after like Yuno was just like Yuno gets off and he brushes himself. He's like, I'm never gonna be weak again. I'm never gonna have you protect me. And Austin's like, oh yeah.
What?
Like they love each other, but they're still like,
okay, this one's very exciting. Too much.
Yeah. Well, it's the recording is like, oh, is it getting exciting? Okay, let's cut it off right now.
Yeah, exactly. Let's somehow interrupt.
Okay. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Go.
So basically, this really epic episode. I highly recommend you to watch it, Jackie. Like you'll be like this. Like My Hero Academia and Black Clover are the two I know you would be like, oh, this is good. Like I'm into this.
I'm on board. I am so on board. Hilarious. And you know what? And the thing is I totally want, you know, I want to watch anime. I also, but there's so many TV shows to see, but I know that like every, you know, as I keep doing stand-up the next 10 years of my stand-up career, everybody who's going to be 20, 25 years old is going to need me to have seen all this stuff so that I can, you know, I remember when like 10, 15 years ago, I'd be like, the cake is a lie, and it's a reference from a video game that only 35-year-olds know, right? Like, yeah. If you're 35, 4-year-olds, it's a video game called Portal, and everybody played it. And the cake is a lie was just written all over every level of that game. And the previous thing that everybody knew was essentially Doom. That was the video game everyone knew before that.
Yeah,
person shooter. And before that was Star Wars. I mean, like, if you're going to do a weird reference, nobody, you know, the three people who get my Hester Prynne joke from, you know, Nathaniel Hawthorne from the 1600s, that guy's dead. So I'm not going to. So I need new references coming forward, Ahmed. I need new references.
Listen, Jackie, I feel you on new references because I was at an open mic because I'm not above it.
Nope, nobody's above it.
No one's above it. I was at an open mic and this guy, he's a much older comedian or older guy. He was just like, but this was his joke. He goes, man, I'm seeing, he goes, have y'all heard of MapQuest? He was talking about MapQuest.
Oh, get a MapQuest joke. Perfect timing, by the way. Mm. I nailed the MapQuest, the heartbeat of MapQuest. I nailed it. It doesn't hold up because nobody fucking knows what MapQuest is.
Yeah, but, he was talking about MapQuest. And what's so funny was no one knew what he was talking. I was in the back and another older guy was in the back. We were laughing because I was like, bro, no one knows MapQuest anymore.
No, you gotta bring that into the 21st century, my friend.
Yeah.
And even though MapQuest was 21st century, but you gotta get out of the aughts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He also had another joke about how he was like, he's like, man, I'm seeing kids now riding bikes with helmets and knee pads. And I was just like, bro.
What?
I was like, that is so like early 2000s old man humor. How are you doing old man humor?
It's old. Here's that happened. I saw J.J. Walker one time, Dynamite. He, you may not even know who that is, but he was doing stand up in the early 70s. And I worked with him in Atlantic City, New Jersey. Mm-hmm. And that man did a joke about Braille on drive through ATM machines that I saw in 1984. And he was like, so you're blind, but you're driving and there's Braille available. And who is it? Is this for Ray Charles? And you're like, did you just do Ray Charles? Not even Stevie Wonder? Like Stevie Wonder is at least 10 years younger than Ray Charles. And there's no new blind famous people that you can refer. It made the audience mad. And he's famous.
Dynamite?
That's him.
I'm gonna check him out.
He was in a sitcom. He was in an amazing sitcom called Good Times, which was groundbreaking for its time.
I saw a clip of it at the Comedy Store documentary.
That's right, because J.J. Walker was a Comedy Store comic.
Yeah.
And so early night, he was on. And here's a crazy thing. He had amazing stories off stage. On stage, it was a disaster. But offstage, he was amazing. Like, he told the story about how he would get booked to do stand-up on Merv Griffin, which was a daytime talk show. Mm-hmm. And he would get no notice, so he got to work out new material in 1973 on NBC at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And I was like, and that's why he got a sitcom, because he was so good at that. Like, he was amazing. This is a testimonial to us all that we all must continue to write, and we all have to continue to at least be able to hear the next generation and, like, know what the fuck's going on.
And that's why we're watching anime, homie.
That's it. Entirely. Off to watch Black Clover. Gone. You got literally something called Haikyuu. What is Haikyuu?
Now that's number four. Now, Haikyuu is a sports anime, not shonen.
How do you spell that?
Haikyuu.
Okay. Oh, nice.
Now, this one, not really the shonen type, but, like, very, like, you know, underdog kid, like, he just loves volleyball, but it's really good. Great soundtrack. Right. He's playing, you know, there are some people who are not really into sports anime. I think the reason why I got into sports anime, because when I was a kid, there was this Arabic cartoon called Captain Majid. Now, it was Captain Majid. It was a soccer anime that was dubbed in Arabic. So I grew up in Texas, but when I went to Yemen to visit or whatever.
Family?
Visit family. We were watching cartoons, but all of our cartoons was just anime dubbed in Arabic. So the big one was Captain Majid. So I was always kind of into sports anime, not like a crazy amount, because I don't even watch sports in general. I don't watch NFL. Right.
But there is sports anime. The fact but that there is sports anime. Why wouldn't there be? Why wouldn't there be?
Yeah. You mentioned porn, and that made me laugh so hard. I was like, exactly.
Right. I mean, the thing is, and you're like, you realize these are drawings. You could just, you could buy a book.
And just watch it from there. Well, they call it, and there's now like anime, it doesn't matter. I don't want to get into anime hentai, but that's crazy.
Right.
But basically, there is a, what was I going to say? But basically, Haikyuu.
So it's this volleyball team. Yeah.
So it's basically about this kid who, in his middle school or junior high, there was no one that wanted to play volleyball in his junior high. So he was just literally playing volleyball by himself. And, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. And sometimes he will play with the women, it was like a recreational older women's volleyball team. So he would try to play with them. Like, it was very cute.
That's
like,
hilarious. Yeah.
Yeah. But he was just trying to play. And then there was like a tournament for junior high. And he convinced like a couple of his friends, like one was in soccer, the other was in basketball. He's like, please just like come. I just need a team. So he grabbed like five random people to like come play. And obviously, it's on their first match, they get obliterated. But there's one play that Shoyo does that everyone's like, whoa. Like, he could jump. Like, he's only 5'5", he's, like, very short, he just has really good height. He has height.
Okay.
There's a little bit of spark of hope.
Yes, always.
There's a little bit of, like, you're rooting for this kid.
It's Rudy.
Yeah, and then he meets his rival, which is Kageyama, and then later on, like, he joins this high school. This high school used to be the top of the game, but now they're called the Crows, but people call them the Flightless Crows because they're not as champ. They're not as good of a team anymore. But
they're just throwing shade. That'll happen.
But it's
volleyball. It's a rough and tumble game. Rotate. I told you to rotate.
Yeah, that's anyway, right. So. Yeah, or spike or cut shot, whatever the hell. But here's the funny thing is my friends and I, since the past 2 years, every summer we played volleyball. So now June is coming along. This is my comedy. Now we're talking about comedy. But March 4th of 2022, I quit my accounting job to pursue comedy full time.
And congratulations.
Thank you, Jackie. And since then, I've been like doing the road and touring. And I mean, I've only been doing it for 2 years. I'm learning a lot doing the road from as a comedian, as the as a businessman. So one thing I've learned about doing the road is don't do summers, especially in the Midwest. Don't do summers. Oh,
there's nothing. Yeah, there's nobody at the shows.
Oh my
God. Not if you're doing some sort of weird door deal. Yeah, you do.
Yeah, unless you're like, I mean,
famous I'm not. Or a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, unless you're.
No offense. Ahmed Al-Khadri is a nice man, but he is not a famous man. One day, you guys, Monday Fun Day podcast and Special Not Special is the special on YouTube. So
who knows?
Maybe you. This is it. This is the Dork Forest bump. You don't know.
Hey, you never know. Like, I get a threshold. Like, you could have been talking about anime this whole time.
Right. It's a, you know, it's funny because I've had people. My half hour special was in 2003, and on Comedy Central. I don't even want to ask, but here's the scoop. The there's a certain age young man who lost their like who does stand up, who's like. You made it okay to talk about video games on stage. Because I did a Final Fantasy Legend video game bit. And it was, I guess it was the first one. So I was like, yeah, talk about whatever the fuck you want. I mean, you have to talk about, I couldn't talk about anything else. That was all I had to talk about. Because I was spending a good 60 hours a week playing some video games. So I was going to be talking about the thing that I did. So there you go.
Dude, that's hilarious. I love that. So I should honestly talk about it. I mean, and I try to like talk. I mean, obviously.
Yeah. You can't force it though.
One thing I love about comedy is like, I mean, I've been doing comedy for 8 years now. I know, such a baby. I'm a little baby.
No. But the thing is I thought you said you'd been doing it for 2 years and you quit your job and was doing the road. And I was like, I worried about you.
No, eight years
sounds about right. About 7 years is when everybody sane quit their day jobs. 20 years, 20, 30 years in is when I quit my day job. Couldn't face it. Couldn't face not having.
Yeah.
Couldn't face not having the rent money. Yeah,
Jackie, I just couldn't be an accountant. Now, mind you, I still work as a bike tour guide in LA. Sometimes I do bike and hike tour guides. That's my.
I got my first ever new bike. I got it for Christmas, and I went for my first bike ride yesterday with Andy's buddy, who is an IT guy and a programmer, but is also coaches high school biking.
Oh, cool. Okay. Yeah. If you ever want a free bike, it's Ramadan, so I'm doing the short tours. So I do the Beverly Hills tour or the Hollywood tour. If you want to do a fun bike tour, we provide you the bike. If you want to bring your own bike, you're more than welcome to. But you could do it for free.
My bike is a pedal assist because I'm 100 years old.
We give pedal assist.
Oh, you got pedal assist?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. And now I know how to, I'm my own helmet. Oh, hey, talk to people about anime for a second while I get this door.
Okay. All right. So
it's been an exciting episode of the Dork Forest, you guys.
So to the listeners out there, Jackie's getting the door right now. So in the meantime, let me tell you guys a little bit. Haikyuu, Shoyo is a really young kid that just loves volleyball. And basically, he joins into this high school team. No one really knows about, like, no one really cares about this high school team anymore because they're not good anymore. But lately, him, this other first year kid, and two other first years are like really good, obsessed with volleyball, and all of a sudden they start getting really good. Soundtrack's really great. The camaraderie between the players is great. It's funny. It's genuinely funny. Like this anime, I highly recommend all of you guys to just go check it out. Watch the first two episodes or the first three episodes and really just get hooked. And you'll get hooked. I guarantee you. And if you do like any of the animes I've provided, please DM me at Ahmed Loves Bread and tell me about it because I would geek out with you. I will respond and I'll geek out with you about it.
You were the first person to ever take it seriously that you should just keep talking, and I love you for it. My mother-in-law, I'm taking care of my mom, so she's been a little. Yeah, she's a very nice lady, but she has a caretaker who comes and came at the very end of the show. So I have this to say, Ahmed. Ahmed Al-Khadri has given you his DM. his Instagram. You should go see his special. You should listen to his podcast. You should support him when he shows up live, because I watched that special and it was very funny. So congratulations on putting it out. No problem. And Rangers. So thanks a lot for doing the show. And I just want to say what I always say, which is Rangers, you remember the rules. Take care of each other out there.
My hat, my hat, my hat. They're dancing around my hat, my hat, my hat, my hat. Well, what do you think of that? If it looks like a Mexican hat dance and it sounds like a Mexican hat dance, it's most likely a Mexican hat dance. So take off your hat and let's dance.
Yay! Oh, my God. Why don't we just call that as the end of the show?